I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the word of the Lord.
I'm not going to say very much for very long, but many of you will know that reading. Many of you will know the song that we sang before about God being a shepherd. Now, I have to say, I know precious little about sheep. I'm a suburban, urban type, and I know nothing about you. Some of you will have heard those lovely talks where they say, well, the thing about Middle Eastern shepherds is they do. No, passing me by. Sorry, I know nothing about sheep. But what I asked you to say before was, how do you know if somebody really knows you? And the one thing that often strikes me about that reading is it says the difference between the hired hand and the shepherd is the shepherd knows the sheep and the sheep know the shepherd. And so people will sometimes say, when it comes to being a Christian preacher, you should have 3 points and they should probably all begin with the same letter. I'm a bear of small brain and I like 1 point sermons. Okay, so this is my point. People will sometimes say, as a sort of gesture of despair, oh, God knows. Oh, God knows. But just remember this one. God knows and knows you. How do you know if you are known? I don't know what you said on your tables, okay? But how do you know if somebody knows you? And what's really interesting is some of the time people will say, well, if you really knew me, you wouldn't like me as much as you seem to like me. Because if you really knew what's going on in my head, okay, there's a line from a Bob Dylan song where he says, if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. Okay, and we think, if you really knew me, if you really, really knew me, then you wouldn't like me because I'm horrid. And God really, really knows us, and the shepherd really, really knows his sheep, and actually, he still loves us, and he still gives up his life for us, and he knows us, as one song puts it, better than we know ourselves. You are known, but also you are loved, and you are cared for, and that's the gobsmacking amazing thing that Christian faith says, which is that God knows us intimately. And he still loves us, and he still went to the cross for us in the person of Jesus Christ. And that actually, even though we walk through death's dark veil, we fear no evil because the shepherd is with us, and he knows us, and he loves us. So I don't know what you said as to how somebody really knows you, and really, really knows you. But know this, you are known, and you are loved. And that's the center of who we are and who God calls us to be. Let's pray for a moment. Gracious God, we thank you that you know us, and despite knowing us, you love us, that you love and care for each and every one of us. And we ask that you will help that truth, by the grace of your Holy Spirit, to sink deeper into who we are. And that truth in our lives and hearts and minds will become infectious and will reach out to all of the other people that you know and love and care for, but they don't know it yet. Gracious God, good and loving shepherd, lead us in your ways this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing two more songs of worship to finish off and